This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. From private citizens to the city of Batavia, New York, the governor's office and legislature of New York are faced with strong negative reactions to their embrace of abortion that includes all 9 months of pregnancy and expands abortion practice to any licensed medical personnel. Nevertheless, New York legislators are now turning their attention to boldly accepting early arranged death and assisted suicide. Confusion remains over the term futile care and its role in ethical health care. On Tuesday, St. Joseph's Hospital in Tucson, Arizona, restored fluids to a stroke victim categorized by some workers as a futile care patient. Bobby Schindler, the director of Life Legal, met with hospital officials to counter the thinking by some health workers that denial of basic sustenance could ever be an appropriate response to the myth of futility. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, Operation Rescue has uncovered another grisly case of a typically multi-day-long botched late-term abortion at a posh Beverly Hills abortion clinic. The mother suffered a poorly treated whole-body infection. And British pro-life observers have encountered a likely case of profound PTSD in a midwife whose work compelled her to perform an abortion. The midwife told authorities she has no intention of returning to that practice. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.